Hello and welcome to a recorded podcast version of Stage. My name is Dominic Gould.
And my name is Grace Levy.
And today we are doing a review of All New People.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, All New People was performed in the YSTV building.
Yep.
And was for, is it Platform?
It is, yes. So Platform is the committee essentially set up for people of TFTV so that we can put on a production of our own, considering we're the ones paying $9,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you guys are doing the course, so it makes sense.
Yeah, so it was, everyone that was included in it are all TFTV people. So film and television, interactive media, and theatre, film and theatre, writing, directing, performance.
There you go, that's the one you wanted.
That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But and this time we both went to see this one. We both managed to see this one, which
we
is
did.
Good. So we both have things to say, both have opinions, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's a very in-depth review.
Yeah. Shall we start with a little bit of a summary?
Yes, let's start with a bit of a summary. So this is a play made by Zach Braff, who I don't know that well, but I'm very aware is in Scrubs, or was in Scrubs.
Yes.
And so this is, I believe, his first attempt at a play, which is quite cool. So they're doing a modern script, which is nice and different. And it basically, the play opens up, and you witness a man who, about to hang himself. Now, it's worth bearing in mind, this is actually a comedy play, so this is a very interesting opening to that. But it's a very dark comedy play. It goes and it jumps from mood quite a lot. You'll have yourself laughing and then feeling slightly uncomfortable here and there. But and it basically follows this guy who gets interrupted, and suddenly the rest of the play involves these four characters. There's only four of them, three of which are trying to cheer up this guy that has been, you know, they clearly found him in a bad state. But along the way, they end up introspecting quite a lot and end up also feeling quite bad, and then it all sort of, you know, rounds around people, you know, cheering up and dealing with their problems, and like I said, it is underlying a comedy, so that's the main sort of theme.
And it was genuinely very funny at times. I think that they managed to put in a good few gags in there, considering the script itself is very interestingly written, because it can almost have quite cheap laughs at certain points, and very kind of slapstick-esque humour.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was done very, very well in this performance, and it was contrasted nicely because it's definitely a play of two parts. So mm-hmm. The beginning part is very happy-go-lucky and, well, I mean, as happy-go-lucky as you can be considering the topic is so sinister.
Yeah.
But the jokes are reasonably light-hearted and slapstick-esque. However, when it gets to the end of the play, or the second half, it takes a much darker turn, mm-hmm. and all of the jokes start to get a little bit more sinister,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden the audience aren't laughing quite as much.
Exactly, yeah. Now, like I say, it goes from being at one point sort of, you know, like I say, lighthearted, to suddenly quite profound, and makes the audience think quite a lot about what's going on. What do we want to talk about first?
I think, firstly, I'd like to mention the design aspects.
Yes, no, good idea.
Because the play itself was wonderful, but I think something which is really commendable and deserves a shout out is the set.
Yes,
of the
definitely.
Show, which was absolutely fantastic, done by Natasha Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
And what I loved about it was that it's such a simple set, or it has the potential to be such a simple set, because it's just purely in a room in somebody's beach house. However, the colours that Natasha has chosen for the set, and the flats that she's used for it, and just the simple decorations that she used to represent the back of the flat, really added a spark to the room and added character to it.
Mm-hmm.
And which I think resulted in the rest of the play having more character to it as well, which it was complemented nicely by the lighting as well,
mm-hmm.
and the sound, which were all used incredibly well, in my opinion, to create the piece and make it cohesive and work as one.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely, and it's one worth pointing out in terms of the set. We often mention whether it was minimalist or not so much, but it was not necessarily minimalist, but there were sort of three main centerpieces. There was a slat that had a window on it, there was a slat that had a door on it, and then there was a sofa being the inside of the room. And I thought it was quite impressive how even just using two slats, you still felt like you were in a room, and you still felt like you were sort of in that, like you would be if you were in, if you were literally just sitting in that room in the house, which was impressive. And they managed to make good use of the window, so we had people peering in through the window, and the door was used very well for entrance and exits. And so, yes, it was utilised fantastically. And speaking of lighting and sound, there was one very interesting part that we both noticed, which was during the play, there are flashbacks to sort of help with a little bit of exposition on the characters. And the lighting and sound was used a lot on that because they sort of it's quite hard to describe how they did it, but we both agreed on the word. It was quite jarring. Whether that was intentional or not, I'm pretty sure that was intentional. So you'd have like a normal part of the play running, and then all of a sudden sound effect would kick in, big sort of change in mood, the lights would go down a bit, and suddenly you'd be transported into the next location. And we just noticed that there was sort of a sharp difference between what was quite a naturalistic sort of style, despite the topic, and then suddenly going into the flashback bit was a very interesting and sharp change of tone.
Yeah, see, I wasn't so sure on that, how they did that, or necessarily, which I know isn't their fault in itself, it's Zach Brattle, but yeah. I don't know whether it necessarily fit within the play. It almost felt like within these flashbacks, they're used to show the character's past without giving away too much detail. They essentially are a flashback for each character, and there are four of them. And they're used later on in the play because there's a big plot twist at the end, and which is suggested within these flashbacks. And I felt like because it was so jarring, Zach Braff, when writing it, almost didn't know where to put these little clues in for the big plot twist at the end, and thought, oh, well, I'll just put them in a flashback because they won't fit nicely anywhere. So I'll just create a scene and make it a flashback, and therefore it will be relevant later on. And I don't know whether I necessarily liked that or not. As I said, like that's a script comment, but also I think personally I wasn't a massive fan of the way that it was done as well, just purely because at the beginning it is so it's naturalistic is the wrong word, but it's quite believable acting despite the jokes being quite slapsticky. But then as soon as it starts the flashbacks, it turns into an entirely different genre of play for those 3 minutes. And I'm not sure if necessarily it's the way I would have gone with it.
But no, that's fair enough. That's all, you know, personal opinion. That's what review's about. It was, yeah, like you say, it was just, that's the play, the way the play had been written. And I actually looked back and I've heard people in different reviews talk about that when they were putting that on. When it first came out, like with Zach Braff and that, and people were saying that they also found it was a little bit interesting the way that they did the transitions, but it's not necessarily as bad as shoehorning an exposition as such. Like, it was within the context of where they were, it would have been quite hard for them to explain their backstory without simply turning to the audience and going, "This is the stuff that I did before," which without debate would have been even worse. So, I mean, that's fair enough, one way of doing it.
What other aspects of the play, then, did you like? What would you say was your favourite part of the play? Because it was great.
I think that, yeah, no, definitely. I think one of my favourite parts was the character interactions. I just liked the way that everyone, despite the fact that all of these characters are from very different places, I liked the way that they interacted with each other. And I like the way that they sort of meshed, which I think, again, was also helped by sort of the setting they were in. It felt very sort of not claustrophobic, but when you're in one room for a majority of the play, you often get in quite personal with the characters. And I think I really enjoyed that, seeing them sort of interact with each other.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very important, as it was a character piece.
Yeah, it's definitely a play which focuses more on character relationships rather than events.
Yeah.
Because it is the entire thing. It didn't actually have an interval in between it. The entire play was essentially just one long scene.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were able to hold my attention for that whole time with just one ongoing scene was really commendable. And I think that they did that really, really well. And I think that also shows that the script is very good as well to keep the audience's attention for so long on what just simply one scene.
No, definitely. I think we should probably, we love to say on stage, we are partially cliche, but we're going to go back to sort of drama GCSE over here.
Yes, we are.
Where we've already done the first bit where we go, what went well and even better if, the WWWEBI, which I had rattling through my head all when I was a kid. But it's a good way of doing things. We've already said like some of our favourite bits about the play. Is there anything else you want to add? I specifically said I like the character interaction. Was there anything that you picked up on personally that you like, you know, stands out as your favourite part of the play or a certain aspect?
I'm just trying to think. I very similar to what we've already been talking about. I liked the character interactions.
Yeah.
I liked the relationships that were formed between them.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that they tried to do American accents.
Yes.
I have genuine respect for the American accents. I know how unbelievably difficult it is.
Yeah.
At times, possibly, they were a little bit more English than they were American. But yeah. In situations like those, I just pretend to make a backstory for them that their parents are English or something.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You can fill in the blanks. No, I was, interestingly enough, I was also going to put that as my even better if. Like I say, it was not like a play-ruining thing for me. But it was just, I noticed at some points, the accent would slip. But that's, it's not, like I said, it's very commendable anything that goes for an accent, because I believe it's set on Long Island, which is not necessarily an easy accent to do. I'm terrible at accents as it is. So that's fair enough. These are, you know, quite tricky accents, but I just noticed maybe if I was going to change anything, maybe an accent workshop or something, or a few of those. I mean, personally, I'm not a director, so it's very hard for me to certainly give advice, but I can certainly hand in some constructive criticism that maybe for a little bit of work on the accents would have helped along and maybe made something slightly smoother. But apart from that, it was, like I said, I enjoyed the character interactions enough that the certain accent slips weren't detracting from it. I could still, you know, get a lot from the characters. That wasn't that's one of my even better ifs. Yeah. That's what I'd say.
And I think also just to add on to that is just a massive well done to the actors, because mm-hmm. they did a fantastic job of playing the roles. And they're very difficult characters to play.
Yeah, they're all very different.
Because they're so complex, which it doesn't necessarily seem at the beginning of the play. They actually seem rather shallow characters, but as the play unfolds and it becomes darker, you learn their backstories, and they're such complex characters. Mm-hmm. And I think each actor portrayed their character really fantastically.
No, exactly. Mm. And being from such different backgrounds is often can be quite difficult to make good character interactions with that. But they certainly didn't struggle with, and it was quite funny. Each character had something about them that would make me laugh, and something about them that made me think about, you know, deep down who they really are. And I think that was very important and comes across very well. So, but yeah, no. So, how should we sum up this review? Should we go for? I mean, we usually ask lots of people when they come to promote plays whether they're going to sum up the play in a sentence.
Yes, we always put them on the spot.
Are we going to put ourselves on the spot? Well, we're trying to summarize it within a sentence-ish.
I think we might have to, now that you've mentioned it. We'll have disappointed.
I've brought it on us. I'm gonna try it now. But I think if I had to sum it up, it would be a genre-bouncing character introspection.
Wow.
Ooh, look at that. Look at me.
I like it.
Look at me using fancy words.
I like it.
But yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up. It's just like, it's all about the people, and it's all about, and it's very interesting how they tackled these issues. Not flippantly at all, but yet somehow managed to make jokes, and not necessarily make light, but make enjoyable entertainment out of something that usually is taboo.
Yes. Which leads me on to what my sentence would probably be,
mm-hmm.
which is, it's not really a sentence, it's more just two words.
That goes.
But surprisingly uplifting.
Yes, no, that's a good point, yeah.
Because as we were saying, it's based on quite a dark topic, this man who wants to commit suicide. But it's not dark and it's not depressing. It's actually rather uplifting.
Exactly.
Especially by the end of it, despite the fact that it does also get quite dark and twisted halfway through.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so those would be my two words that I would use.
That's fair enough. You managed to summarise it even more concisely than I did. And I want to give all the director, the cast, everyone involved, big well done.
Massive well done production. To everybody that's involved.
It was a nice change to go to somewhere that wasn't Drama Sock. So it was a good change of pace, and still very impressive. So well done to everyone involved.